So we've moved out onto the terrace and I'm with the restaurant manager at Pechanga, Luis Sorol. And joining us here is chef de cuisine, that's Matthias Ayala. I'm going to be sampling some of your food this evening. So what's on the menu?
The menu basically is something really new. We are making a new menu. So it's basically what we're trying to do in this menu is just to show a real South American food. I mean, sometimes in the presentation in this one it's not real South American, but in the flavor, that is what we want to show, you know. We want to show the real South American flavor. So
what's the real Latin American food? What's the taste?
That is a good question, actually. Basically, if you want to show something is coming from one side, you need to use the product from that side. Basically, that is the key, you know. So we have so many good products in South America, like corns, like chilies, like oils, like meats, and like also fish. So basically, the menu is based on that kind of product. We are pads, but we are using the most potential team for this product. So we are just trying to keep this product in the best quality as you can. So it's, that way, it's not too much cooking. It's just simple and keeping in the real flavor. Anyway, first, it's going to be one prawn salad. Something we are using, some Ecuadorian prawns. So Ecuador is something really famous for the quality of the prawns. These prawns that are really big size, so that make the prawns really juicy and tender at the same time. But the flavor is really amazing. It's similar to a lobster flavor.
Okay, so and where are you sourcing these prawns from?
Ecuador.
Ecuador?
Ecuador, yes. Yeah, so basically we call from where they are. It's like I said before, we are trying to keep the product from the originals, yeah. The original place.
So it's as authentic as you possibly can make it. Let's have a look here, looking through the menu, Matthias, at the starters. So just you've got duck on here, goat cheese, roasted fruit with a fresh herb salad, rocket leaves, cress and flower salad. You've got the tortilla. So let's pick out the duck terrine and just to explain a little bit about that. Nice with a date and tomato salad, so quite local in flavor as well.
Yeah, I mean, basically... as you know, we have some influence from every part of the world, you know, because we are being colonized from so many different cultures. So basically, we have some our own products, but also we are using products from different kind of world. You know, we have so many influence from Italy. Also, we have some influence from Spain, but also we have some influence from the Arabic culture also there. So we are trying to. I'm trying to use whatever I know we are using in South America. So basically, the duck terrine. It's something that we cook for a few hours, so to make soft the meat, and then we make something similar to a terrine, you know. So basically, as you can see, we are using a local product, but we cook in a different way. So basically, that is South America, but we keep the flavor. So we make this terrine, but the duck is something really fatty. So, but what is the secret? If you just put something sweet in the middle or something acid, this fat is totally reduced. So you can enjoy this one, and this product will be not too heavy in the mouth. And this duck terrine is also coming with some tomato salad. Tomato is something really original from South America, and we are using different kind of tomato, and all these different kind of tomato we are just cooking in different kind of way.
Yeah, because I find sometimes if you're taking a tomato here, just you know, at the supermarket, you don't quite get the flavour. So you're really getting the flavours here, are you, with the tomatoes? I'm obsessed about tomatoes at the moment.
No, basically the key is just you know, sometimes I mean, and don't get me wrong, but the local tomato is actually it's not. Really good quality, but if you can get some tomato from outside, these are really good tomato. I mean, if you can get some tomato from Italy, they are amazing. And okay, we are trying to get the best quality of the tomato, and then you can get good quality in the product, in the final product.
I see also on the starter menu of fish, of course, you'd expect, but there accompanying the fish on one of the dishes is sweet potato. So just talk me through this.
Yeah. Okay, that is the ceviche. Okay, ceviche is something really traditional from the Peruvian cuisine. You know, basically ceviche is a raw fish marinated with lemon juice, oil, chilies, onions, and coriander chop. But that flavor is amazing. But if you just mix this one with the flavor of the sweet potato, the dish is complete, you know. So you can get something acid from the fish, but also you can get something sweet from the potato. And that combination is really amazing. Yeah.
Where are you from originally, Matthias?
I'm from Argentina.
Okay, so we've got an Argentinian and a Portuguese. So close in, geographically not so close, but actually culturally, would you say, Luis, the similarities between you?
We both had the same roots from Latins. And as you know, who colonized the whole South America were actually the Portuguese and the Spanish. So what rules in all that part of the continent is actually the roots from the Europeans which came in there.
So does Louis rule you, Matthias?
No, basically, just to be honest, you know, I worked before with manager, and actually, I have to say, we are enjoying actually this particular job. Before, you know, sometimes you have some, but now I can say we are.
He's rubbing his hands together like a rub. There's a bit of a rub.
Yeah. No. But we are okay now. Yeah.
Or made friends over food. I love
it. Yeah, exactly.
And I see soup, of course, and soup is a big part of the Latin American, I think, fare. You will always get a good soup there. And I've just caught my eye, which is some of my most favourite things here, is the mussels and scallops. So, to make a good soup in that Latin American style.
Oh, I mean, we have two kind of soup we have in the menu that are really, really something amazing. We have one particular that you mentioned before, is something made with the scallop and mussels. So basically what we do is just we cook the mussels, we open the mussels because they are alive. So we open the mussel with white ones, garlic and some coriander leaves. That simple ways. And then when we get the stock from this one, we just saute the scallop with some chili. And then we add so many more coriander chops and this stock, and then the soup is done. It's just a simple flavor, but using on the right way.
It's done. Well, it's not quite done yet as I explore the menu here at Pechanga, and we're going to be sampling some of the cuisine in just a moment, so do stay with me.